Oregon lawmakers came into the session revved up about the need for new revenue to pay for improvements to roads and bridges. The money could come in the form of a hike in the gas tax, but bipartisan talks have sputtered over concerns about a separate bill that Republicans say will also raise the price of gas. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
When you ask Beaverton Mayor Denny Doyle about the state of roads in his city, his answer? Get in the car. Doyle takes me on a tour of bridges and intersections that he says need work. Most of the time, traffic hums along.
It's only when we have a problem that people really notice, and that's our mission, is to let people know that we have these challenges everywhere.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not a very sexy topic.
No.
Also along for the ride is Beaverton transportation planner Todd Juhas.
You've arrived at your destination.
Okay, stop navigating. Thank you.
And to drive home the point that this isn't a sexy topic, we soon find ourselves picking our way through the mud on the bank of Fano Creek. We take shelter from the rain underneath a bridge. The nondescript span is so low, we have to bend over double. It's so low, in fact, that the creek routinely floods here, cutting off the only access to a bustling industrial area. And Yuha says those floodwaters are taking their toll. He points to damage on the underside caused by frequent floods.
And over time, it just forces these joints to wear out. And you can see some areas where rebar is starting to show, and there's significant wear on this bridge.
Yuha says without a fix, the city will have to put a weight restriction on the bridge in a few years. He says that would be a huge inconvenience to the companies that use the street. Like many other cities and counties in Oregon, Beaverton officials are casting an eye toward Salem. But at this point, what are they likely to get?
Not one dime for a road. Not one dime for a bridge.
House GOP leader Mike McClain near the end of a five-hour debate.
And to what end?
Representative, you're at time.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Representative.
McClain was the only one raising his voice, but he wasn't the only Republican who feels that way. The House was debating a bill that would make fuel producers lower the amount of carbon in their products. State analysts predict it will increase the cost of gas by up to 19 cents a gallon, none of which, as Representative McClain shouted, will go to infrastructure. After it passed, Republicans walked out of talks aimed at crafting a bipartisan transportation package. Democrats need at least one Republican vote to approve a hike in the gas tax. GOP Representative Cliff Bent says there's no reason to even participate in the talks, since any tax hike would likely get referred to voters who could take an even dimmer view.
It's not enough to go try to find one vote, add it to all 35 Democrats and pass this thing, because it would get referred and it would fail.
Bent says negotiators were looking at a gas tax increase of 6 to 10 cents a gallon before Republicans left the talks. He says a hike of that size was a heavy lift, politically speaking, even before the low-carbon fuel standard was signed into law.
The idea of a gas tax increase is something that most people don't want to think about or support, which is too bad because we've got to pay for our roads. There's no doubt about it.
A spokeswoman for Oregon House Speaker Tina Kotek says Democrats are still committed to finding common ground on a transportation package, and she says the group that's still working on the proposal has not decided on a specific funding mechanism at this point. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.